You tuning in right now with the Dwayne Jones Podcast. So grab your smoke, roll up, spark up, grab your cup, and pull up. And let's get to it. Today, I was on Facebook today, you know, with my family, and my cousin, Jay Faith, and we was talking about certain things, like in one of my episodes, challenges. I was talking about challenging, you know, let's make 2018 to rebuild. So I mean, that's what I'm kind of gonna try to elaborate on right now at this moment. So let's get it in. So you know, a lot of people today is, you know, a lot of people be making like statuses about like, you know, I'm tired of men, you know, fuck men, like, you know, so they're talking about niggas ain't, excuse me, men ain't shit and all this, you know. You know, and with men, you know, it's not, you know, there's no loyal men and there's no loyal women. You know, the thing is, it's like, and it kind of results back into what I was talking about on Valentine's Day. If you haven't heard that, go check that out. And, you know, you understand, like, kind of what I'm about to talk about right now. So as I was thinking, you know, knowing that, as I was, you know, and I was just pondering, it's like, you know, these are our last days. And, you know, and by it being our last days, you know, you really want to get in tune with yourself. You know, being in tune with yourself, because then you are your star player. You are your star player. You only one that knows yourself. Nobody knows you better than yourself. So what seems to happen is when you get in a relationship or get with somebody, I mean, you really come in with, either you coming in with a package, kids, whatever, or you coming in broken. And what tends to happen, you know, you look for that certain person to unbreak you. You know, you look for that person to basically heal you, you know. And then I think that becomes a lot of the problem. And when, you know, when you've been hurt after hurt after hurt, and not only you've been hurt by relationships, you've been hurt by either your mom, your dad, you lost a loved one. You know what I'm saying? All that tacks on into all that hurt. You know, all that hurt is bottled up into one. And then you find one piece of happiness. You find that one piece of happiness with somebody. And somebody that you get with, you fall in love with that person. And you know, you start spending time with him, he makes you happy, she makes you happy, and times go on, it goes on, and it goes on, and then what happens is, you know, with time, guess what, here comes the, it's not even just bullshit, here comes the test, and you know, like I said, you know, every relationship is tested. And you, once you get tested, you know what I'm saying, you hit a bump in the road. You hear, you know what I'm saying, you start going through something. So what happens is, you as that person, man or woman, you be like, you start to feeling like, oh, you just like the last one. You just like everybody I dated. You know what I'm saying? When that person is really not just like how, you know what I'm saying, you just, you know, it's, at the end of the day, guess what? It's not the person that is not like the last one. Guess what? So you have to look yourself in the mirror and realize it might be you. You know what I'm saying? Because all the hurt and pain that you done been through and not once been healed from it. You know, you forgive, but you don't move on. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I know it's hard to move on, but that's why I always talk about steps. When I have talked about my brother, you know, you can't move on. It's hard to move on. So you make steps to move forward, to be better, you know? But this is going to be part one. I'm going to pause it, and we're going to get real deep into it. So this is the introduction, and I'll be right back with you. Welcome back. This is part two to my segment of rebuilding. And in the midst of rebuilding, you know, like I said, you know, you come with, you getting back in a relationship with a lot of hurt and with a lot of pain. And you know, and most of that hurt and pain starts from when you was younger. You know, either one of the parents was not there, or, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, everybody wants to grow up with both parents, you know, or you witness a divorce, you witness abuse, you know what I'm saying? If you know, or, you know, like if you a woman that's been raped and, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, just mistreated, you know, and you have that all in you. But then when you get with somebody, what happens is if you haven't been healed from it, you know what I'm saying? When you actually get with somebody, you know what I'm saying, with that hurt and that pain, you know what I'm saying, only you know yourself, you know what I'm saying, you put on a face, you know what I'm saying, because behind every smile, there's sadness. So you get with this person, you get with somebody, and they start to make, like I said, they start to make you smile and make you happy, but with all this pain, you don't even know how to accept the love that, you know what I'm saying, that's given to you, because with this hurt and pain, because as your relationship starts to get tested, guess what? You result back to what's already done happened. That's shit that's already done occurred in your life. You know what I'm saying? You look back on that and you look at this person like, oh, you're not the one for me. You know what I'm saying? And guess what happens? Guess what you tend to do? You either cheat on this person or leave that person just to find some piece of happiness. It's like drugs. You know what I'm saying? It's like that pain is just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no drug addict or nothing like that, but I don't know, seen certain people that's been addicted to it, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you come down off that high, guess what? You start looking for that drug or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's just like being in a relationship with somebody that's trying to love you, but you've been hurt so bad, you know what I'm saying, and inflicted with so much pain, you know what I'm saying? And when somebody's trying to love you, you know what I'm saying, you don't know how to accept it. It feels good for a little while. You know what I'm saying? It feels good for a little while because you're happy for a moment. You know what I'm saying? And once that moment is over, or certain things, you know, is over, or you start hitting that pretty bumps in the road, guess what? You go looking for some more happiness. You know what I'm saying? That's where the cheating come in at. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to feel good because this person's not making you feel good no more. It's not making you feel like you did when in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You love that person and you probably want to be with that person. But whatever that person was giving you, it don't feel the same no more. Because why? Now, because you're going through shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's making you think about certain shit that already done happened. So guess what? So you go outside the relationship and you cheat on that person or whatever, not to hurt them, but you just want to feel good for that moment. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? You know what I'm saying? The only way that you to result of not doing that is forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? If you've been hurt by somebody hurt you, you got to learn how to forgive that person. And that's the only way you're going to be healed is forgiving. When you forgive, now you don't forgive them for them. You forgive for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not really just trying to put my business out there, but I don't have an incident or whatever. I don't been hurt myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I confronted this person or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I did it not because of them. I did it for myself. And guess what? You know what I'm saying? And there's been years that, you know what I'm saying? And when you were a kid or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you've been hurt or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's certain things that you can't say when you was younger, but when you grow up, you can able to say it. You know what I'm saying? You don't say shit out of anger, but just out of hurt. And when you get to express how you feel and express that hurt, guess what? Then you can move on. You know what I'm saying? Not even just move on. You can take them steps forward in your life. You know what I'm saying? And once you start taking some four steps forward in your life, you can be able to love somebody and accept love. You can be loved the way you want to be loved. You know what I'm saying? You can be with somebody and accept. You can accept their flaws and they can accept yours. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? I'm gonna take a pause on that and come back with you. Them 5 minutes be coming up so quick because I be so deep in it and I feel good about talking about this because I got a lot more to say and I'll be right back with you. Welcome back. This will be part three of this segment of rebuilding. And it goes like I was watching a movie. I can't remember what it's called. It's called A Heart That Forgives. Ain't that something? It's called A Heart That Forgives. It was this woman, her dad was always beating on her mom, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know, throughout the movie I was watching, and you know, I was trying to figure out why she was, understood why she was angry, because he was always beating on her mom, you know what I'm saying? And she was just like, she kept saying, "Mom, why you still with him and this, that, and this," she, you know. And towards the end, basically he had a heart attack and he was in the hospital. And the sad part is the woman that was with her husband, man, she couldn't even love her husband the way she wanted to. And like, man, her husband was about ready to like just give up on her. He was ready just, he wasn't really want to seek nobody else, but he was just like, man, he was just really feeling toward a certain type of way. But he hung in her, and you know what I'm saying? She was always lashing that out at him, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, he was really trying, you know what I'm saying? And he was really giving her heart out. He was really giving his heart out to this woman, to his wife. So at the towards the end of the movie, like, you know, it finally came to a halt to it, you know what I'm saying? She was even trying to kill her dad in the hospital. I mean, he was already laying on his deathbed, but he was about ready to just kill. I mean, you know, she even tried to put a pillow over his head, like try to smother him. She was ready, you know, cut off his life support, but she couldn't really do it. She couldn't do it. So she came in. So she just cried and bawled out. You know what I'm saying? So what she did was she came into the room. She came into the room where her mama sitting in the room with her husband, and she was like, "You know what?" She's like, "I forgive you for what you did to me. I forgive you. You know, I forgive you, not for you, but I forgive you for myself, because I can't even love my husband the way I should. Because my husband deserves to be loved. And, you know, and I forgive you." And she just went on or whatever, you know. And she was like, "I won't forget it, but I forgive you." And she left out the room or whatever, you know. And she went and hugged her husband and everything. And she even finally told her husband the truth, why she was going through what she was going through, you know. So all I have to say is, it's like, you know, if you've actually been hurt out there, to my listener, if you've been hurt like out there like that, you know, whoever's done hurt you and brought you any pain, if you with somebody today, you know, and you really love this person, you want to be with this person, you know what I'm saying? First off, go to the mirror and look yourself and ask God to forgive you for whatever wrong that you have caused anybody else. You know what I'm saying? You know, and uplift your own spirit. You know, look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, "Hey, you look good today." You know, make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying? Look yourself in the mirror and just like, you know, you losing weight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, encourage yourself. That's first and foremost. Second, you know, if you've been hurt by anybody that hurt you, you know what I'm saying? Or you done hurt them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you with somebody, you don't cause hurt to them. You know what I'm saying? Because other people don't cause hurt to you. We can put a halt to that, and let's forgive the people that's done hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Forgive them, not for them. Forgive them for yourself. Because if you with somebody that loves you, guess what? You carrying on that disease of hurt. You know what I'm saying? Hurt is a disease. You know, you carry that on to the next person, because guess what? Not only that you hurting that person that you love, that person gonna wind up leaving you, because that person may not be strong enough to hold on to you anymore. And guess what? He or she gonna get with the next person and do the same shit that you doing to that person that you did to them. So I'm gonna come back with part three. You know, I mean, it's three or four. I don't forget what number it is, but I'll be right back, and I'm gonna end it, and I'll be right back with you. So welcome back, part four and final ending the result. So like I said, we're gonna end this with this. First, you know, if you're out there with this, if you are that person with this heart and hurt and pain, you just ask God to heal you. You know, you just accept the Lord and ask for His forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? Let the Lord take on whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? And that, I know, and that's like the number one step. The next step, once you ask God for forgiveness, you take that forgiveness from Him and you forgive whoever done hurt you. And you take the next step forward. And then once you be able to take this step forward, you know what I'm saying? Hug whoever you with after today. Grab your mate, grab your loved one, and hug them and tell them that you love them. Just tell them that you're sorry. You know, they might be like, "What you sorry for? You know something?" No, just let them know that you're just sorry, and ask them to forgive you, and make peace with yourself, within yourself. You know, and that's the only way we can be able to come together as one. Is starting with forgiveness, and that's one of the healing process. Begin within yourself, and once you do that, guess what? That person, whoever you with, they ain't gonna wanna go nowhere else. You ain't gonna wanna go nowhere, because now not only that you don't let God in your relationship, you don't allow yourself to be loved and to love them all at once. So everybody be blessed. Kiss your loved ones. Hell, make love to your loved ones. You know, turn them out. You know what I'm saying? Bring that love on back, you know. Bring it back to work. Bring it back home, you know. Hey, every day is a new beginning when you be able to wake up and see another day. It's always a new beginning, always a new day. So everybody be blessed and tune in to next time. I'll holler at you.